Today's blot is Masechta Erevin, Daf Kuf Hey, and we're going to begin at the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, as we've been learning over the last Mishnayis, that Chazal said Shvus Hitiru B'Migdosh, that even though something may be also to be done on Shabbos Midrabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal waived their requirement to follow those rules. So the Mishnah gives us another example, the final Mishnah of the Masechta. Sharet Shenimtz B'Migdosh, if one of the Shemani Shrotzim, one of the eight Shrotzim which are Tamei, was found in the Beis HaMikdash, and now you need to get it out, and the Sheretz is Muksa, so the Aloch is Koin Vaitziyai B'Amniyai, the Koin should use the Avnet, the belt that he wore, he should use it to get it out immediately, Shloi Lahashis is a Tumah, not to let the Tumah stay in the Beis HaMikdash longer than necessary. That means you don't have anything handy to use to get the Sheretz out. You don't want to touch the Sheretz yourself, because if you touch the Sheretz yourself, then you will become Tamei. The Kohen doesn't want to become Tamei. So what he does is he uses the belt. Why, if he uses the belt, won't he become Tamei? So as Rashi explains, the Sheretz is an Avatoma. The Avnet touching the Sheretz will become a Rishon Latoma. And Midaraisa, a human cannot become Tamei by touching a Rishon Latoma. So therefore, don't touch the Sheretz yourself. Use the Avnet. Even though it means, according to the Shita, that the Avnet, which was till now Tahar, will become Tamei. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Noikra. So the first we ask, why from all the Begadim do we choose the Avnet? So they explain like this. We know that the Avnet was made out of Shatnas. It's made out of a combination of wool and linen. Why are you allowed to wear it? Because the Torah says that that's one of the Big Day Kahuna. But they're only allowed to wear the Avnet while they're doing an Avodah. Carrying out a Sheretz is obviously not an Avodah. So therefore, they tab the Avnet off anyway. The other Begadim, which are not Shatnas, they could still be wearing. The Avnet, which is Shatnas, they had to remove immediately. And that's why the Avnet is available to be used to carry out the Sheretz. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Breikam. Rabbi Yehuda says, instead of making the Avnet Tomei, use a Tsevesh Shalates. Use wooden tongs. Shloi L'Rabbis Tumah. They're not Makabel Tumah. We don't want to make the Avnet Tumah. Use something that's not susceptible to Tumah. Now there's an obvious question. What's the Mishnah teaching us? That this is mutter to be carried out in the Beis HaMikdash, and would not be mutter to be carried out in your home. So ask the Paiskim, when we learned Hilchos Muksa, we learned one of the types of Muksa is a Graf Shel Rei. Something that's repulsive, you're allowed to pick up and take out. A sheretz is certainly a repulsive item. So what's unique about the Beis HaMikdash? You're allowed to carry it out anywhere. So the first answer is that you're not supposed to carry it out if you have an option. That means if you have a Graf Shel Rei in your home, and it's not right in the middle of your table, it's on the side, and you could cover it up, so then you don't have a right to carry it out. That's one. Another point they say is, when is there a het of Graf Shel Rei? This is the way many Paiskim say. That's only in a place where you live. If I'm living in my dining room, and there's a Graf Shel Rei in my dining room, so Shabbos, I don't want to sit with that Graf Shel Rei, I can remove it. But that's only in a living area. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a place where people live. So you don't have the heter of Graf Shel Rei. That's what the Mishnah says. You have a new heter. The heter is that you're allowed to take it out because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash.
Why doesn't the Tanakhama say what
we're going to get to it? We're going to get to it in the Gemara. Now, there's another question. The Yerushalmi speaks about this. Okay, I picked up the Sheretz. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, I picked it up. Now, do I have to drop it the moment I leave the Beis HaMikdash compound? Or is the halacha, once I picked it up, the heter, I could carry it till the garbage, no matter how much it takes? So the Yerushalmi says that I could carry it as far as I need to. And this halacha is very relevant, l'halacha l'maisa. Dr. Moshe says for the following thing. He says, the halacha is, on Shabbos, we're allowed to do bris milah. The knife that's used for bris milah is muksa. It's muksa machmas chsonkis. So after the moil finishes doing the mila, what does he do with the knife? So says the Daki Moshe that as long as it's in his hand and he picked it up with heter, because he picked it up to do the bris mila, he could continue carrying it and put it down where he wants to. It would only be a problem if he put it down. Once he puts it down, now he can't lift it up because it's an issue of carrying carrying something which is muksa. Continues the Mishnah. Mehechem Metzinai Sai. We just said that you're allowed to carry out the sheretz. From which areas on the Beis HaMikdash compound may you carry it out? Says the Mishnah Menahechel, from the Hechel, that's the Kodesh, Menahulam is the room before the Kodesh, or Menahulam and Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Divrei Rav Shir Menanis. Rav Kiva Oimer, Kol Makom Shechayav Mal Zadoin Ekaris, V'Shegos Echatis, any place where if somebody is Tomei, he walks in there, he would be chayiv if he chorus if he went there b'mezid, and chatos if he went there b'shoigig. From there you could carry it out, which is a much larger area because it encompasses the entire azara. Says the Taisus Arash, we learn from here a very important halacha. Even though says the Taisus Arash, we've been discussing for days ain shvus b'migdash. Says the Taisus Arash, we don't just use that everywhere. Because if the rule of Ein Shvos B'Migdash was a hard and fast rule, then you should be allowed to carry it out from anywhere. What's the machlokes? So we see we try to limit Ein Shvos B'Migdash as much as possible. And that's why, according to Shimon ben Anas, only in certain specific areas are my makel, not everywhere else. B'Shakam HaKoymas, anywhere else, Koyfen Olof Psachter. You take a metal, a copper pot, and you cover it up. So ask the Rishonim, that's also awesome, because halacha is ein keli nittel elo tzarich davar nittel. You're not allowed to take something which is mutter to be used on Shabbos to something which is not mutter. So how could you take the copper pot to use to cover up the sheretz which is awesome? So the Rishonim explain that the isser of ein keli nittel elo tzarich davar nittel is not such a strong isser. Not everybody even subscribes to it, and that's why we can be more makel in this shvus versus the shvus of carrying the sheretz. Rav Shimon Oimer, Rav Shimon is going to make a statement which we will discuss at the end of the shir. So we're just going to say it and then we'll talk about it later. Makom shetir lachachamim, where Chazal gave you a heter mishulchan naslacha, they gave it from you. Shloi tir lachal mishum shvus, they only were makel on a shvus. What this means, we'll learn in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Tevi Bakiznei, Amar Shmuel, Hamachnish tamei sheretz lemigdash. If somebody brings something that became tamei because it touched the sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash compound, chayiv. According to Rashi, he's chayiv achatas b'shoigig and a karas b'mezid. The Gra disagrees. The Gra has a girsa, he's chayiv malchus. Sheretz atzmai, but if somebody brings the sheretz itself into the Beis HaMikdash, potter. He's potter. Mai tama, amakra, mezocha v'anakeva tishaleichu. This is the pasuk that tells us that if somebody is tamei, he has to leave the Beis HaMikdash compound. And the pasuk says a man, a male or a female. What is the unique characteristic of a male and a female? Mishiyesh le'tahar b'mikvah. If they become tamei, they can go to the mikvah and become tahar. Yotz sheretz, a sheretz she'en le'tahara. A sheretz you can't put into the mikvah, and therefore there's no isser of bringing into the Beis HaMikdash. So there's two questions that we should talk about. One question is, we just learned in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu took Atzmos Yosef Imoy. He took the bones of Yosef with him, and the Gemara says, Imoy b'machna levia. They were brought with him, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi, they were with him in machna levia, but not in machna shechina, where he also spent time. Ask the Mefarshim, if we're saying now that something that can't be put into a mikvah is allowed to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, a mace can't be put into a mikvah. You can't make a mace tahar. So why weren't they allowed to bring the mace into the Machna Shechina? So a farshim answer, since a mace is the highest level of Tumah, it's the Avi Avos HaTumah, even though it doesn't have tahar b'mikvah, you're not allowed to bring it into the Machna Shechina. Another question, however, Chanukah. We make a big yontav out of Chanukah because they only found one pach, one jug of tar oil. But if we're saying now that something that doesn't have tahar b'mikvah may remain oil, you can't make oil tahar by putting it into the mikvah. So what was wrong with the tamay oil? It's not a problem. It's allowed to be in Dazara. So the Mefarshim answer, you're right. Al Pidin, we could have used the Tamei oil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show a Nechtas how much he loves us, and therefore he didn't make us use the Tamei oil. He furnished us with tar oil. But Al Pidin, we could have, based on this Gemara, we could have used the Tamei oil. Let's say, I'll bring you a proof that Shmuel is correct. That something that can't be come tahor by putting into the mikvah, you're allowed to bring into the as into the Beis HaMikdash. It says in the pasuk, Mizach v'anakeva t'shaleichu prat l'kli cheres. Divrei Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, earthenware kalim that atame can be brought in to the Beis HaMikdash. My tama. What makes earthenware kalim that atame different from everything else? That this you can bring and everything else you can't. Lam shum de lesle tara b'mikvah. Because earthenware kalim, the loch is shvirasun zutarasun, the only way you can make them tar is by breaking them, and therefore they don't have tar b'mikvah. That's why you can bring them in. Says the Gemara Loi. That's not the reason. Misha nasa avatuma. You know why earthenware kalim who are tamei may be brought into the Beis HaMikdash? Because they can never become an avatuma. Yotze klichersh ere nasa avatuma. Why can klicheres not become an avatuma? So Rashi and Tosfos explain. There are two ways how a keli can become an avatoma. One is if it's medrus hazov, something that the zov sits or lays on, because you can't lay or sit on an earthenware keli, you just break it. So it's not made to be set or laid on. And the other thing is that something could get a tumas mess if you could put it into a mikvah. The klicheres, as we said a moment ago, cannot be put into a mikvah, so it doesn't receive tumas mess. So it's not the fact that klicheres are not able to become tar in a mikvah. Why you're allowed to bring them when they're tamei? The reason is a different reason altogether, because they can't become an avatoma. But Shmuel sticks to his position that anything that can't become tar in a mikvah, if it's tamei, can be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara Lema Katanoi. Perhaps Shmuel's din is really the subject of the Machloikas Tanoim in our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Sheretz in Nimtzim Migdash. If you found the Sheretz in the Beis HaMikdash, the loch is Koyim Metzi B'Hamayinayim. The Koyim should remove it with his Avnet. Why? Shloi Lashes is a Tumah. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Breika. We don't want to have the Tumah there one extra moment. So even though it involves making the Avnet Tumah, so be it. And Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, B'tziva Shalait Metzioi, use wooden tongs, Shloi Rabbis is a Tumah. Because we don't want to make the Avnei Tamei. My lab, Hakimovsky. Why is the Machlaikis? The man, Dom Shloila Shesais, Rabbi Yochanan, that held that we want to get it out immediately, holds, Kesova Machna Sheretz Lamigdash Chayiv. There's an issue to bring something that became Tamei into the base of Migdash. Certainly, I don't want to make the Avnei Tamei. There's an issue. A man, Dom Shloila Rabbis, the one that says there's no rush, because he holds Kesova Machna Sheretz Lamigdash Potter. So, and that's why, wait till you get the wooden tongs. Says the Gemara Loi, the Kula al Mechayev. Really, everybody could agree that you're not allowed to make anything or leave anything Tamei in the Beis HaMikdash. What is the subject of the Machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika and Rabbi Yehuda? It's better to wait, even though you'll have a delay. It's better to make more things tamei, even though, but just to avoid waiting. So the Mefarshim explain, Rabbi Yosef Engel explains, what is the basis of the machlokes? We're going to have to make more tumah. We're either going to have more tumah quantitatively, that means you'll have an avnet, or we're going to have more tumah time-wise, that the tumah is going to wait. The machlokes is what is considered more significant, time or quantity. That's the machlokes. Ask Tosfos, if the way the Gemara is explaining now, everybody agrees that any item, even the item that can't become tar in the mikvah, may not be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, so then Shmuel, that's because Kule al Mechayiv, so Shmuel says Potter, how's he going to explain? So Taisha says, Shmuel will certainly have to learn that it is a machlokes tanoim. And the man, the omen that says that you could use tongs and wait, because he holds that there is no Rosh. Shmuel's going to have to explain that the Machlokes in the Mishnah is a Machlokes over his Halacha, and he concurs with Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Manda Omrim that disagree with Shmuel are not, have no kash on them, because we could explain the Mishnah that everybody agrees it's Chayif. Tosfos has another Girsa, the Kulam Potter, that everybody in our Mishnah agrees with Shmuel, but Tosfos himself says that that is a difficult Girsa to explain. Another way of explaining the Machlokes I saw is like this. We had a Machlokes early in this Masechta when faced with a dilemma, what should you do? Should you do Kunvasei? Should you take action? Or if you don't know what to do, Shev al Taisa. So that's the Machlokes. The Man D'Omer that says, use the Avnate, says you got to take action, Kunvasei. The Man D'Omer that says, wait until you get the right item, he holds Shev al Taisa. Elakana Tanoi, says the Gemara, perhaps the Machlokes around Shmuel's statement is this Machlokes. We had in our Mishnah also the Tanam Mehechem Et Sinai, sorry, exactly from where in the Beis HaMikdash does have to be removed. First man the Omer, Reb Shimon ben Nanes, made it a much more limited area. Reb Akiva had a much broader area. My lab alchemy. So what is the Machlokes? The Mandom Azara loy. The Mandom says that you only should take it out from the base of Migdash proper, not from the Azara, because he holds Kasaba Machnash Migdash Potter. Even if you left it there, there's no real Isser. So therefore, in the base of Migdash itself, where it's a big bazillion, there I tell you remove it. In the Azara, where it's no Isser involved, and there's no such a big bazillion because it's the Azara, so it's not such a rush. A Mandom Kula Azara, the man Domin that holds you should take it out from the whole Azara, he holds Chayiv, and that's why you have to get it out no matter where it is. Says the Gemara, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara, no. Everybody could again agree the Kula al Mechayiv. Everybody could agree you got to get it out. The Machlokes is a different Machlokes altogether. Om Rav Yoch Mishnei Mikra Ochadarshu. They're arguing over how to learn this Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Devar Yomim. There was a Vayda Zara, Rechmono Otzlon, in the base of Migdosh. And the pasuk says, "V'yova kahanim l'pnima beis Hashem." The kahanim entered the beis Hashem l'tahar to purify it. V'yoytias kol tuma shemot b'heichal Hashem l'kotzer. They took out everything that was tamei from the heichal to the chotzer beis Hashem. V'yikablo leviim l'hoytzil nachal kidron, and then they passed it over to the leviim to carry to the nachal kidron to destroy chutza. Now the question is why, when they got to the Azara, did the Kohanim give it over to the Leviim? So Masava Midish the Nibazara Belevia. Why, when they got to the Azara, did the Kohanim give it over to the Leviim? Because Tumim Bazara Leka. There is no Tumim in the Azara. So since there's no Tumim in the Azara, so we don't want to allow the Kohanim to become Tumim for something which is not required up he did. So that's why they gave it over to the Leviim. A Masava, the Mandama, or the Mandama holds, certainly there is an Isser, even the Azara. So if there's an Issa in the Azara, why did they give it over to the Levim? The Kohanim themselves should have got it out. Very simple. Ad Heichad the Le'efshe B'Levim, in the base of Migdash itself, where a Levi may not go, Maske Kohanim. The Kohanim have to take it out. Hashta, but once you get to the Azara, the Efshe the Levim, that you could give it to Levim, because Levim may be in the Azara, Sula Matam Kohanim, there's no reason to give it to the Kohanim. But the Isser, according to this Mandama, which is a Rekiva, applies to the whole area equally. Now, there's a very fundamental question. We explained, what is that Pasuk talking about? That Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah. We're talking about Tumah Sheretz. So what are we proving from Avodah Zarah to Tumah Sheretz? So because of this Kasha, the Goyen Yaakov has a whole different definition of the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, and he says that the thing that was actually carried out would not avoid the Zara, but rather things that became Tomei with Sheretz, which is not Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk. So all the Mepharshim explain that avoid the Zara, the Halach is Tomei Kemes. Now Mes, as we explained earlier, does have the same characteristic as a Sheretz. What is the common denominator between a Mes and a Sheretz? That you can't put it into a mikvah. And Avodah Zarah, we're saying, is the same thing as a Mace and a Sheretz. So that's why we can use Avodah Zarah as a Makar, as a source, what the din should be by Sheretz. Says the Gemara, Tana Abodim. We're going to begin discussing now for the next piece of Gemara, if repairs are required in the Beis HaMikdash. Things had to be repaired. So like the Rambam tells us, and emes it's a Mishnah in Masechet Midas, that the halacha is that you're not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh, and certainly the Kodesh HaKadoshim, unless really needed and required. So what they did was they tried to go in their backs and do the repairs, not to be walking around the Kodesh and certainly the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But sometimes you can't get the job done that way, and that's what we're talking about. Tells us the Braisa, Hakol Nechnasim BeHeichel, everybody's allowed to go into the Heichel, live nice to build it, Lasakin to repair it, Lahoitzis Atumah, if there's Tumah to remove, Umitzvah Kahanim. But the best is to use Kahanim. Ain't Sham Kahanim, if you don't have Kahanim, Nechnasim Levim, so Levim should go in. Ain't Sham Levim, if you don't have any Levim, Nechnasim Yisraelim, then Yisraelim should go in. Vidi Vidi, Tahirin in, Tameim Loi. The best is to use Tar people versus Tamei people. So according to this Braisa, if you have an option, a Tahar Yisrael or a Tamei Kayin, who should you use? Tahar Yisrael. Always use Tahar people. Now we have another Braisa. Rav Kahana, Messiah Kahana. Rav Kahana found a Braisa that gives more power to Kahanim. Not that Rav Kahana was a Kayin. His name was Rav Kahana, but he wasn't a Kayin. But this Braisa helps the Kahanim. The Tani Rav Kahana. V'chtoich shenem ach al proichus lo yovoi. Loch lo ye Kahanim bali mumen nechnosim bein ulam umizbeach. Lasses rekuya pachim. Let's say you had to make the gold plate for the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. I would think a Kohen who's a bal mum, who's normally not allowed to do the avoida, should not be allowed to do this either. Tamaloymer ach chelik. It's an exception. Mitzvah betamimim. The best is to use a Kohen who's not a bal mum. Ain't Sham Tumimim, but if you don't have available a Kohen who's not a Baal Mum, Nechnosim Baal Mumim. Mitzvos B'Tahirim, best is to use Kohanim Tahirim. Ain't Sham Tahirim, if you don't have Tahirim, Nechnosim Tumayim, then you should have Tumayim. But Idi V'Idi, no matter what, Kohanim in Yisraelim Loi. So what's this Bryce is saying? That's better to use a Kohen, even if it's a Tahirim, or even if it's a Baal Mum, versus a Yisrael who's Tahir. So Pasha Pshat, we have two Braises here that contradict each other. Two different Braises. By Saw Pshat, they reconcile the two Braises. We know that there's a difference between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In the Kodesh, who's not allowed to go there? A Kohen who's Tamei. But a Kohen who's Tar is allowed to go there. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, no one is allowed to go. So where is Tumah a factor in the Kodesh? So the first Braisa that prefers Tahara over Tumah and tells you use a Yisrael that's Tar over a Kohen that's Tamei is talking about the Kodesh. Because there we see that Torah is very concerned about Tahara. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Torah doesn't talk about Tahara. The Torah talks about no one. There I prefer a Kohen over a Yisrael, even if the Kohen is Tamei. Ask the Gemara. Ibailu. So according to the second Braisa, the way we're saying it's talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we have always to try to get a Kohen. Now we have two Kohanim, each one of them has a deficiency. You have a Tamei or Baal Mum. One is a Kohen who's a Tamei, and the other is a Kohen of Baal Mum. Ezem Nechnas, who should I choose? Rav Chibar Ashi Amar Rav Tamei Nechnas. Rather to use a Tamei, to Ishtri Bavodis Tzibur. The Loch is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. And most Kohanim are Tamei. The Loch is then they are allowed to do the Avodah. So that's why use the Tamei preferably. A Baal Mum is never allowed to do the Avodah. Rav Elazar Omer, Baal Mum Nechnas. I'd rather use the Baal Mum, the Ishtri Bechilis Kachim. A Baal Mum is not allowed to do the Avodah, but he's allowed to eat Kachim. A Kohen who's Tamei is not allowed to eat Kachim either. So Rav Yosef Engel has two approaches how to explain the Gemara Shaila. One approach is like this. We just said Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that if most Kohanim are Tamei, they're allowed to do the Avodah. So the question is like this, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. When we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, does that mean it's L'chatchila? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, there is no problem of Tumah. Or is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur mean that, yes, most Kohanim are Tamei, I do it, but it's the Chuya. It's only reluctantly. If I say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur means that it's 100% Mutter, so Kohen Tamei is 100% fine. Because you see, when he's Tamei, he's L'chatchila. If you say it's only reluctantly, so so then it's not. Or another approach, he says it was like this: Kohanim who are bali mum are allowed to eat kachim. Now the question is eating kachim an avoida, or is it just a privilege? If you say it's an avoida, so you see that bali mum are allowed to do avoida, they eat kachim. But if you say eating kachim is not, it's just a privilege, but not an avoida, I have no precedent to see that bali mum do avoida. No, they're only allowed to eat kachikalim, not kachikachim. Rav Shimon Oyman. Rav Shimon made the following statement in the Mishnah. No, one more question before we go further. Very interesting question. It says here that everybody agrees that if you don't have tahayim available, then you should use tumayim. Ask the Chassam Sofer, why don't we build a Beis HaMikdash? What's the problem that we're all tamei? But the Gemara says here that if you don't have tahayim, you're allowed to use tumayim. Live nois ulusakin. So we should be allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. Tumot Ritzibi, you could do that like that. So why do we have the Beis HaMikdash built? So Mechitz Yitzchak answers that Pshat now Gemara is that the Gemara is only speaking about repairing, not building from scratch. To build from scratch, Ayit says the word livnois. He means livnois means to build on something that's already existing. But to build from scratch, that's not what our Gemara is discussing. And there you can't just use people who are tame. Rav Shimon Oymer, Rav Shimon says a very interesting statement that we said we're going to explain. So let's try to explain it. Makam shetilu chachamim mishulchan nasnu. Where Chazal gave you a heter, it's really what you deserve. Ask the Gemara of Shimon Heichikoi. Regarding what is Rav Shimon referring to? Says the Gemara Hasim Kai. He's referring to a Mishnah that we learned. That not, Mi shehichshich chutz l'tchum, afila amachs l'yikonis. The Mishnah is talking about one of the two following examples. A person, Friday night, ended up walking, and he didn't make it to the city. He's one amma away from the border of the city. That's where his tchum ends. So the Tanakhama says, sorry, you missed it. It's one amma, sorry. Or another example. The halacha is, we learned this a lot, Baruch Hashem, this Masechta, that if you walk out of the tchum, one amma, that's it. You're stuck where you are. You have four ammas, but you can't walk further. That's what the Tanakhama says. You walk either one amma short, or you're one amma out, lo yikanis. Shimon amma fila chamisha sa'amma yikanis. Even if you're 15 amas from the tchum, that means you're within 15 amas of the city, or you walked out up to 15 amas, you could go back. Why? Chazal knew that people sometimes can make an error, so because of that, when they marked off the tchum, they marked it off 15 amas short. They purposely marked it off 15 amas short, that in case this happens, you really have it. So the Kama Tanakama, Yukonis. No, Yukonis. The Tanakama said, you're stuck. Vamalei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Yukonis, you're allowed to go in. That's Pshat what he says in the Mishnah. Mokam Shetiru L'Chachamim, where Chazal gave you this extra 15 Amos, it's not because Chazal gave you any extra leniency. Mishulchan Natnu. They gave you what you deserve. Because those 15 Amos are really part of the Tchum. That's the first part of the statement. The next part of his statement was, Shleitiru l'cha el mishum shfus. They only were makel on a shfus. Says the Mar Heichikai, what's Rav Shimon referring to here? Says the Mar Hasimkai. He's referring to a Mishnah that we learned the other day. We learned in the Mishnah that if one of the strings of one of the instruments tore on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, and the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, the Kama Tanakhama, Kaishroi, you're allowed to make a knot. Vamalei Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to make a knot, only oinva, you're only allowed to make a bow. Why? Because aniva dasu dechiv, making a bow that can't come to chiv deraisa, because a bow is not considered a knot, is not considered a kesher that the chiv deraisa sholei rabbanim. Chazal said we're going to be makel. Kshira, however, making a knot dasu dechiv chatas, there could be a chiv chatas not in the base of Mikdash. So that Chazal would not make. So there's an obvious question. First, let's ask Tosfos' question. If Rav Shimon, and that's pshat what he said in the Mishnah, Lo'itir l'cha'el m'shem shvos. Chazal will only make a bow, which is a shvos, not a kshira, which is more than a shvos, which is a deraisa. So the first question Tosfos asks is, if this statement has to do with the Mishnah that we learned on that Kuf Beis about Kosher Nima, so right away when we learned that Mishnah, Rav Shimon should have made that statement. Why do you wait for that Kuf Dalet? So Tosfos answers, the last Tosfos of the Masechta, that Rav Shimon wanted to finish all the Mishnayos that speak about Ein Shvus B'Migdosh, and after Rav Shimon finished all the Mishnayos that Ein Shvus B'Migdosh, then he makes a statement. But not as obvious question. Rav Shimon is saying that Kshira could come to Dei Chiyiv Chatas. When could it come to Dei Chiyiv Chatas? Not in the Beis HaMikdash. And why in the Beis HaMikdash is it not a Chiyiv Chatas? If you're doing a real Kshira and you're doing a Nat, it should be considered a Chiyiv Chatas even in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's not what the Gemara says. Kshira da'asul Dei Chiyiv Chatas outside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? So I saw three answers. The first answer is because Rav Shimon's going to hold Mechshirei Mitzvah, anything that's done in preparation for a mitzvah, even if it involves a doraisa, Rav Shimon is going to hold his mutter. Preparing the instrument is a machshiri mitzvah. So according to Rav Shimon, that you're allowed to do a doraisa. So there is no issa doraisa of making a knot in the Beis HaMikdash. Only outside the Beis HaMikdash is there a knot. Another teretz, we actually spoke about this earlier, was when this person makes a knot, when he ties the knot on the broken string of the instrument, what is his intention? His intention is that he's not going to leave the instrument like that just for Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos will get a new string. So it's a kshira that you intend to undo, and it's not a kesher shel kayama. So that's why this kshira is not a deraisa. But if I'm going to allow you to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, you may come to make a knot outside the Beis HaMikdash, where there you will leave the knot, and that's why it's awesome. A third pshat is like this. The halacha is that in Yom Kippur, one of the big avoiders was they tied a red string to the head of the Seir Lazazel. So Gemara asks, why isn't that considered Kachira? Kachira, Yom Kippur. The answer is, it's not considered Kachira because you only want it for that one moment. You have to tie the knot. After you tie the knot, you don't care if the knot comes apart. You just have to do the mitzvah. Here too, you don't want this knot in the instrument to remain. You just need the instrument for the couple of moments you play the instrument. That's not called kshira. Even if it will remain, it's a big chiddush. Even if it will remain, but as far as you're concerned, it could not remain. That's not called kshira. That's why here, in the instrument, it's not kshira, but the Gemara of Rav Shimon saying that if you're going to do kshira here, where you don't care if it remains, where it's not a chiyuv deraisa, you may come to do kshira outside the Beis HaMikdash, where you do want it to remain, where it is an issa deraisa. And the Tzitz Eliezer uses this concept for halacha l'maisa. He says like this: if you put together a needle, a syringe, and a needle, it could be an issa boina, especially if you hold binyan b'kelim. So he says, what's the right thing to do? After you use it, after you give the injection, break it so you show that it's not a kesher shel kayama. So he says that even if the person who administered the injection doesn't break it, it's not going to be considered kshira because you only want it for a minute. The fact that you didn't bother breaking it is because you didn't care. But kshira it isn't because you have no intention that it should remain longer than that one moment than when you give the injection. So I just want to say one word on this word Hadronolach. We Baruch Hashem learned Masechta Erevin, and what is the basis of Masechta Erevin? It's a takon of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was concerned that if we would allow people to carry from one house to the next house, from one chotzer to the next chotzer, from a private house to a chotzer, they may chas v'shalom come to carry from their homes to the Rosh Hasharabim, which is the Issa Deraisa. That's why Shlomo HaMelech made Erevin. That's the basis of this whole Masechta. Who do we have to make such a takana for? We have to make such a takana for a person who doesn't have Shabbos, who doesn't have Hashem on his mind all the time. If a person would have Hashem on his mind, on us all the time, he would think about halacha all the time, such a person doesn't need Erevin. He won't do the wrong thing. Hadralach HaMaitzi Tefillin. What does Tefillin represent? Tefillin represent Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. When a person wears a Tefillin, he's thinking about God. Hadralach HaMaitzi Tefillin. If I will always think about the Tefillin, if I will always think about God, I will always think about halacha, Slikalach Masechta Erevin, I won't have to have Erevin. Or Laba Osir. And the same thing as Masechta Pesachim. Masechta Pesachim tells us that we have to check for the chametz. Why do we have to check for the chametz? Because we're concerned that if you have chametz, you may eat it. But if a person always has the right thing in mind, even if he finds chametz on Pesach, he won't eat it. That's the connection between Erev and Pesachim.